The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
You are listening to Entertainment News in Washington. I'm Ira Melman. Larry London is with me. He is host of Border Crossings on VOA. Grammy time, eh?
It is Grammy time. Grammy awards are called Music's Biggest Night. So we've got the nominees. A lot of people are very excited, and some people are very disappointed because the list is very surprising, quite frankly. Lizzo, who is a newcomer virtually this year with her song Truth Hurts, leads the nominees for the Grammys with 8 nominations.
That surprise you?
Very surprising. Very surprising. In fact, for the first time in Grammy history, 2 artists have been nominated in each of the 4 big categories: the song, the album, the record, the artist of the year. Lil Nas X and Billie Eilish are tied with 6 nominations, just behind Lizzo, which is a surprise as well. Billie Eilish is 17, and her new album, which is After We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Very surprising album with 1 hit, Bad Guy, but yet it's made her an overnight sensation.
She's unique. That's
she's very unique and very interesting, and so we shall see how that all works out. But one of the other big surprises in the Grammys that leads me to want to play a song from Taylor Swift's new album is the fact that Lover was not nominated for Album of the Year Grammy, although it was #1 and sold more than 1 million copies its first week, the biggest sales number of the year for any album to come out in its debut week. But we're going to play the title track, which is nominated in the Song of the Year category. Here's Taylor Swift and Lover.
Now, why is it you're always defending Taylor Swift?
Because I happen to think she's a musical genius. And I know that she's had a lot of controversy around her this past year, A, with her political views that she's finally talking about in terms of the upcoming election, but also in terms of the fact that her music catalog was purchased by her former record label, Big Machine Records, and Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, paid $300 million to buy her catalog of all of her songs. And that upset her that she doesn't even own her own music. There's been all kinds of issues around Taylor Swift, and I sympathize with her. I've met her. She's a sweet person. She doesn't have a bad bone in her body. And she's a very nice person, talented musician, as everybody knows.
He's Larry London. I'm Ira Melman. This is Entertainment News. Talk to you again next week.
That was a program from the Voice of America.